Today's daf is bovet mitzir daf chav beis. We are 21 lines from the bottom of daf chav aleph amid beis toshma. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for acheinu bnei Yisrael hanasunu batzara vashiv. Today's daf is also being learned for ilui nishmas hen yirachel bas avram yitzchak. So yesterday be'ezus Hashem we began a new perek elu mitzias, and as we've already seen and already knew, the topic of Perek Elu Metzias is the laws of Hashavas Aved. Specifically, the Perek begins, Elu Metzias Shaloi, the Elu Chayiv Lahachas. The following are a list of Metzias that if one finds he's able to keep, and the following are a list of Metzias that if one finds he has an obligation to return. The Mishnah then went on to list the examples of Metzias that are Shaloi. And on Daf Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, in the second Mishnah of the Perek, the Mishnah is going to list the examples of Metzios that are Chayiv Lahachris. Rashi said that the Tzad HaShav of all the Metzios in the Mishnah, that the Halach is Harei Elu Shaloi, is that we assume that the owner of this Metzia was Miyayish when he realized that he had lost it. Meaning he gave up hope of ever finding it. Either because this item that he lost is something that is very common. He has no way of identifying that it's his. He lost it in a public area. But the point is, in all of these cases, the owner was miyayish. When a person is miyayish from something that's his, it's the equivalent of being mafkerid. As a result, it's no longer his. If you find it and you want to keep it, this is something that you are going to be able to do. In other words, the reason Elu Metzias Shaloi is because there's a concept of Yiyush, and Yiyush is Koina. Now, what the Makar is to the idea that Yiyush is Koina, we mentioned yesterday, it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Perek Merubah, Bavakama Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis. But the Gemara immediately turned its attention to a sugya that is very, very relevant within the world of Yiyush, arguably the most famous machloikis in Chas, a machloikis between Abaye and Rav, and that is Yiyush Shaloi Midas. Havi Yiyush or Loi Havi Yiyush? Abaye said Yiyush Shaloi Midas, Loi Havi Yiyush, and Rav said Yiyush Shaloi Midas, Havi Yiyush. So what exactly is Yiyush Shaloi Midas? Yiyush Shaloi Midas is where somebody lost something, he doesn't know yet that he lost it. However, when he realizes that he lost it, he will without question be miyayish. In the interim, someone found it, he picked it up. The question is, can he keep it or can he not keep it? The tzad that he should be able to keep it is, being that this person, when he finds out that he lost it, will be miyayish, even though I'm picking it up right now before you were miyayish, maybe that's enough of a reason for me to be able to keep it. The tzad for me not to be able to keep it is, because being that at the end of the day, the person that lost it doesn't know that he lost it yet. Thus, physically he wasn't miyayish. If physically he wasn't miyayish, so therefore, the halacha is, how could you keep it? Rava holds, yish loy midas havi yish. Even though you picked it up before the person was miyayish, it doesn't matter, you can keep it. Abaya holds, yish loy midas loy havi yish. If you pick it up after the person was miyayish, then you'll be able to keep it. But being that the person wasn't miyayish yet, since for that reason, you're not going to be able to keep it. Now, I think it's kedai to clarify one point. Poshit, when you think of yish loy midas, the case is where somebody lost something, he doesn't know yet that he lost it. When he realizes that he lost it, he will be miyayish. You picked it up before the person realized that he lost it. Then later, the person realized that he lost it. He was miyayish. And the question is, now that the person was miyayish, can I keep it or can I not keep it? The tzad I should be able to keep it is because the person was miyayish. The tzad that I should not be able to keep it is, being that I picked it up before the person was miyayish, it's quote-unquote what the Gemara calls b'yisura asaliyadeh. I picked it up at a time where I wasn't really allowed to keep it, so that even though later the person is miyayish, still the halach is, I won't be able to keep it. In other words, you would think that the machlikas abaye v'rave is for sure where the person that lost this item was miyayish lebesayif. What then is the question? The question is, I picked it up before he was miyayish. Therefore, there's an idea of Yisura Asaliyadeh. Rava says, I don't care about the fact that it's Yisur Asal Yadei, being that we know this person was going to be Miyayish when he found out. Abaye says, it's true, when this person was going to find out, he was going to be Miyayish. But Hashto Miyo Loi Miyayish, and Yish Loi Midas Loi Haviyish, thus it's Yisur Asal Yadei, and therefore you're not going to be able to keep it. But again, to be clear, you would think that the only time that Liba the Rava, the halacha is that Yish Loi Midas Haviyish, is at the very least when the person is Miyayish Lubasai. Stating that, if you take a look at the Ritva, right in the beginning of Perek Eilu Metzias, the Ritva says, as it relates to the halach of Rava, which is Yish Loi Midas Havi Yish, Pirish Vafilu Loi Nesiyayish Lebesoyv Kla. This is true even if the person never will be Miyayish. He dropped dead. I don't know. The person was never Miyayish. Still, the halacha is Yish Loi Midas Havi Yish. In other words, it's not necessary to have the Yish Lebesoyv in order to have a Yish Loi Midas. As long as when the person lost it, it was a matziv that had he known he lost it, he would have been miyayish. That's enough to trigger the halacha of yish loy midas havi yish. And even if there's no yish lo besayif, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Which begs the question then, what exactly is yish loy midas? Could have, would have, should have been miyayish, but lamaisa, the person, was not miyayish. It's a good question. The short answer is tzorich iyun, or maybe that's a little too aggressive, tzarech biur. But the bottom line is, it's definitely something that requires his boininess in terms of understanding the basic lumdus of Yishalei Midas, befrat, in light of what the Ritva says, which is for sure the pashtus and the Rishonim. Lav davke, everybody agrees with it, but it's for sure the pashtus. And that is, the Rav's din of Yishalei Midas, have a Yish, is afilu loinis yayish lebasayif klal. So it's not even like we're working with a Yish of later, because you don't need the Yish to happen later. We're working with a coulda, woulda, shoulda yish of later. Bottom line is, tein l'chacham v'yech gemoy. This is the machlokes of Abaye v'Rava, the avoida of the daf yomi portion of the sugi of yish lemidas, is just to go through all the tashmaz. Chazal tried bringing rayas from Mishnayis, most notably the Mishnah right in the beginning of Perek Eilu Metzias, and then from Mishnayis elsewhere, and from Brises, and really the balance of today's daf is going to be the balance of the Toshmaz related to the sugi of Yish Aloy Midas. So we pick it up, 21 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, with another Toshma, and this Toshma is from a Mishnah in Meseches Peah. Me'imosai says the Mishnah called Adam Mutarim Beleket. When is it that every person, meaning not only Aniyim, are allowed to take Leket? So Leket is one of the Matnois Aniyim. Thus, it's something that is meant for Aniyim. But the Mishnah says there is a point where any person walking by a field is allowed to take Leket, meaning where we assume that the Leket is Hefker. When is that? Mishin Yelchu b'hanamushais. So the Mishnah rather cryptically says that once the namushais walk through the field, at that point you're allowed to take a b'mrinon. And the Bnei Yeshiva learned this Mishnah. They said, my namushais, what does that even mean? Vom Rabbi Yochanan, and said, sabi da'azayat tigla. It's referring to the elder Yidin that walk using a cane. Those people walk very, very slowly. They also are a little hunched. As a result, their eyes are affixed to the ground, so they're not going to miss anything. So once these chevra go through the field, if you're an ani, in your mind, there's no chance that they left anything behind for you. As a result, you assume that everything was already taken. What's the punchline? Daniyim were miyayish, and if daniyim were miyayish, so now it's hefker. So if somebody wants to take it, he'd be able to take it. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish says, lukute basa lukute. Namushais means something else. What it means is, when the second wave of aniyim go through the field, so you have the first wave, and then you have the chevra that go right behind them, once there's the backups that already went through it, at that point, again, the aniyim assume that there's nothing left, and therefore, they're miyayish, and if they're miyayish, anyone that wants to take it, can take it. So it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Pasha, what the word namushois means. According to Rabbi Yochanan, sabi da'azli atigler, and according to Rish Lakish, it's lukuti basa lukuti. Incidentally, Rashi discusses what the etymology of the word namushois would be, meaning what's the scriptural source for namushois as it relates to Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, and what it is as it relates to Rish Lakish's pshat. But either way, faith the Gemara, v'amai, I don't understand this halacha. Why is it that once the namushois go through a field, all of a sudden, anyone that wants to take leket can take leket? Nehi da'aniyim da'achim yashi, even though it's true that da'aniyim that are local, that know that the namushois went through the field, they were miyayish. But aren't there aniyim in other places that were not miyayish? And if there are aniyim in other places that were not miyayish, so why are you allowed to take it? Oh, the teretz must be, because even though they weren't miyayish. They only weren't miyayish because they don't know that the nemushos went through the field. But if they would know that the nemushos went through the field, then they would be miyayish, just like the local aniyim were miyayish. In other words, it's yish loy midas. And what do you see? Yish loy midas have yish, because once the nemushos go through, we assume that even the aniyim that don't know about this yet were already miyayish. Thus, it's going to be mutter for everyone to take it. So it's a raya to rov, but the yish loy midas have yish. But the Gemara says, Amri no. Even ik aniyim hocha. Pshat in this Mishnah is that being that there are local aniyim, hanuch, the aniyim that live elsewhere, meikara iyush miyayish. The miyayish, not once the nemushos go through with yish loy midas, but they were miyayish meikara, meaning they're not even part of this equation. Why? Because they say, aniyim dahasim alakdile. If you're an ani, you're living in a different zip code. Forget about Lakute Basel Lakute. Forget about Nebuchadnezzar. In your mind, it was never Olal Daitcha. When you project where your leket's coming from in this year, you never even anticipate it's going to come from there. They're Miyayish, but it's Meikara. It's not a Yish that's going to happen later when they find out Yish Shalei Midas. But rather, we assume that they were Miyayish all the way in the beginning. And it's for that reason, this has nothing to do with Yish Shalei Midas. Sof Gemara Toshma, another Raya. And this Raya is also from a Mishnah in Seder Zra'im, not Peah. This Mishnah is a Mesechtes Maestris, Ktzios, cut up figs, Baderech, that are on the side of the road. Afilu b'steik Ktzios, or if somebody found Ktzios that was adjacent to a field that was filled with Ktzios, v'chein te'eno ha'noite l'derech. Or if there's a te'eno, a fig tree, that's noite l'derech, meaning the branches are hovering over the road, u'matze te'enim tachtea, and you found te'enim underneath it. So in all these cases, whether you stam found Ktzios baderech, or even if it was adjacent to a field of Ktzios, or very obvious that it fell from the tree that's on top of it. The halacha is mutares mishum gazel. If you want to pick it up, you can. You're not considered a gazlin. Upturas mina meiser. Additionally, you're not going to have to give meiser. It's mutares mishum gazel because we assume they're hefker. Thus, upturas mina meiser because hefker is potem mina meiser. Bezesim ubecharufim. If these were not ketzios, they were not te'inim, but rather what they were, zesim ucharufim, olives or boxer. In those cases, asr da'alach is, you're not going to be able to take it. Now, the way Rashi sets up the Gemara, and it's pretty mafurish in the Gemara that way, the initial understanding is that whether or not you should be able to take all this fruit, whether it's ktzios, or whether it's eisim v'charuvim, should be totally in the shail of yish shalom midas. And the reason is because clearly we're working with some assumption that if a person loses his ktzios, or if the ktzios somehow end up not inside his field, or they fall from his te'ena, or the same is true for Zeis and the Charuvim, if he would know about it, he would probably be miyayish from them. He would probably be mafker them. Stating that, he probably doesn't know that it happened as soon as it happened. So really, whether or not you should be able to take it or not, should be totally yishalei midas. Now, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if you're dealing with kitzios, then the halach is, you're allowed to take it. If you're dealing with Zeis and the Charuvim, then you're not allowed to take it. It almost sounds like that when you're dealing with ketzios, you're allowed to take it, then yish lo midas heavy yish. When you're dealing with zeisim v'charuvim, you're not allowed to take it because then yish lo midas lo yavi yish. So what's going on over here? You have a Mishnah where the first part of the Mishnah sounds like yish lo midas heavy yish. The second part of the Mishnah sounds like yish lo midas lo yavi yish. And the Gemara explains, bishloim reish lo abaya lo kasha, bishloim abaya, who holds yish lo midas lo yavi yish? In which case, he needs to answer which part of the Mishnah, the reish. It's really not shver. Why? Because you could say, agav de chashivi mimash mishbahu, because being that ktzios achashiv, so he's always on the lookout. So if you see ktzios, you don't assume it's yish lo midas. To the contrary, you assume it's yish midas, and therefore you're allowed to take it. Teina nami, as it relates to his fig tree, made the yod, that the natural, he knows that it's going to fall, right? These fruit, at some point, they get big and they fall. It's just the way it is. A wind comes, a ruach metzuya, and it's not there anymore. So being that in all these cases, he anticipates it's going to happen, so it's actually not yesh loy midas, it's yesh midas, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. So the reisha in Abaya's world is easy to understand. Ella say for the Rav Kasha, but how is Rav who holds yesh midas? Shaloi midas havi yish. He can explain the sefer. What is it saying? The sefer, the ketani b'zeisim v'charuvim aser. The sefer said that if you have zeisim and you have charuvim, the halacha is aser. You're not going to be able to keep it. Why is it aser? For sure, if you would know that your zeisim v'charuvim fell, you would be miyayish. Meaning, even if you don't anticipate it falling, but if you knew it would fall, then you would for sure be miyayish. In every yish shaloi midas, you don't anticipate losing it, but If you lose it, then you know about it, you're going to be miyash. So even if you don't anticipate it falling, but if you would know it fell, you would be miyash. So why is it also? Why don't we say that it's yishaloi midas, and the halacha should be mutter? So the Gemara says, Om Rabavo said, Shani Zayas. Zayas is different. Hoyol v'chazusoi moichiach olav. Because when a Zayas falls, a passerby will know that the Zayas fell from the olive tree that's in its vicinity. And the reason is, because even though to us, all olives, I'm pretty sure, unless they have different colors, look the same, but to the farmers, they didn't. Chazusay mechiyach olive. So there's a certain tefiyah sign. This olive for sure fell from this tree. And therefore, the Gemara is pretty wordy, the afal gafden natrin, Zaysi, even if the Zayas falls, the person that passes by is going to know that duchte de inish inishu, that it must have fallen from the tree that's right here. He's going to be able to see it. And as a result, the halacha is that we assume that the person is not miyayish. And it's for that reason it's going to be also. Meaning, the sefer being a kasha l'rava is predicated on, for sure, when the person finds out that his zayas fell, he's going to be miyayish. Oh, the only thing is he doesn't know yet. It's yishalem yidas. So you see, yishalem yidas layaviyish. So the Gemara, false. It's not a true hanacha. You're making hanacha when the person finds out that his zayas fell, he's going to be miyayish. He's not going to be miyayish because he's going to chap that the people there are going to realize that it must have fallen from this tree, and therefore he's not miyayish. But the Gemara says, "Hachi ei bazoi afilu reishanam." So why by the tainer is it different? Now, pasha you could say that maybe by the tainer you don't have hoyul v'chazusay mechiyachalo. But clearly from the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara is assuming that there's no difference between the tainer and the zayas. So if that's the case, why by the tainer is the halacha when the tainer falls, it's mutter because Yish Lemidas, Havi Yish, or Mutter, like Abaye said, because it's not even Yish Lemidas, he knows it's going to fall. Why is he Miyayish? I thought, so in his mind, the person's going to, oh, for sure, fell from this fig tree. What's the issue? I'm Rapapa said, Te'ena, I'm the Philos and the Masses. No, there's a difference between a Te'ena and a Zayas. When a Zayas falls, it doesn't necessarily get ruined. When a Te'ena falls, it splatters, it gets ruined. And because it gets ruined, so it's for that reason, there for sure he's going to be Miyash. In other words, the Gemara had a Mishnah, where the Mishnah talks about if somebody's walking and all of a sudden he sees figs, or he sees olives, he sees charuvim. Can I keep it or can I not keep it? And the Mishnah says it depends. If it's figs, you can keep it. If it's olives and caribs, then you can't keep it. And the Gemara says, why is it tali in figs, olives, and caribs? The chayrit should be tali in yish lemidas. If yish lemidas have yish, you should be able to keep it. Because for sure, if the person chaps, he'll be miyayish. And if yish lemidas is loy have yish, then for sure you shouldn't be able to keep it. The Reish is Akasha and Abaya, the Seif is Akasha and Rava. But after further review, what emerges is that this Mishnah really has nothing to do with the Shiloh of Yishalem Yidas. When it comes to figs, a person knows it's going to fall, and he knows that when it falls, it's going to get ruined, and as a result, he's Veshom Miyayish. When it comes to Zeisim V'charuvim, the person maybe knows it's going to fall, but even when it falls, in his mind, he's going to zikha get it back, and as a result, he's not Miyayish. Although at first glance, this sounded like a toshma in the machlokes of Abaye v'Rava, but the Gemara says, really, it's not. Like the toshma, haganov, someone that's a ganov, shenotam mizeh v'nasal mizeh, he stole something from one person, then he gave it to somebody else. V'chin gazlin, or a gazlin, shenotam mizeh v'nasal mizeh. So what's the difference between a ganov and a gazlin? It's going to play itself out very much in the Gemara. A ganov steals when nobody's looking. A gazlin looks you between the eyes, and he steals from you. So for that reason, a ganav is more chomer than a gazlin, because ironically, counterintuitively, the person that steals when nobody is looking is considered to have done something wrong. And the reason is because he's already making cheshbonos. He doesn't want anyone to notice. I Hashem notices. Oh, that you don't care about? So therefore, it's more chomer. Where's a ganav more chomer? Kefal. If it's a shor or a sen, he's tavachu machar, he has to pay dal vehe. So the laws of a ganav are more chomer than the laws of a gazlin. For that reason, a gazlin, all he did was steal. All he did was take somebody's money. Okay, so return the money that you stole, do tshuva. But the point is a ganav is someone that steals when no one's looking. A gazlin is someone that goes to you and takes your thing. Either way, a ganav that stole from someone and gave to somebody else. A gazlin that stole from someone and gave to somebody else. V'chein yardin, and the same is true for the yardin, shenotam mizeh v'nasam lizeh. So what's the yardin? So the Yarden literally is the Jordan River. In fact, if you take a look at the top Rashi says that although the Braisa says Yarden, v'chein shar naharos, it's not unique to the Jordan River. I mean, this would be true for, pick your favorite river. It's nothing to do with the Yarden. Aye, so why did the Tana say Yarden? The Tana said, Al Yad Yarden Hoya Yoshev. This person, well, he was literally oceanfront at the time that he was saying over this Braisa. They were mamish by the Yarden, right? Look to your right, even if the Yarden would do it. But the word Yarden doesn't mean Nahar, it means the Jordan River. That's why Rashi makes a big deal about saying that it's Lav Davka the Yarden. Regardless, whether the Ganav was not on Mizev and Asan was there, the Kazan was not on Mizev and Asan was there, the Yarden was not on Mizev and Asan was there. So what's the Alocha? Ma Shenot on Natal? Uma Shenosan. Nosa, meaning whatever he took and gave to someone else is considered to have been given. Now, the Gemara assumes that the reason this is true is because the beneficiary, whoever is on the receiving end of this, is koina. He acquires this thing that was stolen or this thing that the Yarden gave. Now, how would he acquire it? So we're not going to go back now and learn Perek Merubah. Ordinarily, if somebody steals something, doesn't acquire the thing that he stole. He has kinyan egneva, kinyan egzela, which means he's chayiv and oinsin, but it doesn't 100% become his. There are, however, certain things that can happen post-kineva, post-gzela, that will make it his. One of them is yiyush v'shina rishos. And this braisa is discussing the laws of yiyush v'shina rishos and says that if somebody steals ganev, gazlin, or the yarding takes something, we assume the person was miyayish. If he was now nosan mozeh, meaning gave it to somebody else, so it has yiyush and shina rishus. Yiyush v'shina rishus is koina, and it's for that reason that loch is mashenot al natal u'mashenos anos. But the Gemara asks, Gishmak, bishlam the gazlan v'yarding. I understand by gazlan v'yarding why you have yiyush v'shina rishus. Dikachazi le'u miyayish. We said, what's a gazlan? He looks his victim between the eye and he takes his thing. Okay, so the person knows to be miyayish. The yarding. Couldn't miss it. There was a tsunami, so he knows he lost this thing. El aganev, mikachosin leidim yayish. Aganev, by definition, does his avoida when nobody is looking. If nobody is looking, that means the person doesn't know it was stolen. And still we say, as soon as he gives it to somebody else, that person could acquire. Why is it so pasha? He doesn't know it was stolen yet, maybe. And if that's the case, the yish is not a yish. So you don't have yish v'shin rishos. So why is it masha natal natal or masha nasa nasa? Oh, must be, because when he's going to know, he'll be miyayish. Thus says, if he would know now, he already would have been miyayish. It's yish shalai midas. So you see from him first, yish shalai midas, have a yish, because you see, even by a ganev, there's something called yish. Now here we're talking about yish as it relates to geneva v'gzeila, but it's the same difference, l'chayra, and you see clearly that yish shalai midas, have a yish, but the Gemara says, tigma rapapa, rapapa said, that when it says in this braisa, haganev shanat al mizeh, it doesn't mean a regular ganev, but rather what it means is ballista mezuyim. So ballista mezuyim, these are armed robbers, and these chevra, if they steal, that's who the braisa is referring to when it says gazlan. Says the Gemara, ihochi oy basloi. I'm sorry, that's what the braisa is referring to when it says ganev. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, hainu gazlan, so that means they're not really ganovim, they're really gazlanim, right? List the mezuyim, they come with a machine gun and they take something from you. That's not ganev, that's really gazlan. So the Gemara says it's true. List the mezuyim really is a gazlan. So then why did the braisa say, haganev shenot al mizev enosan lezeh, v'chein gazlan shenot al mizev enosan lezeh? Really, the ganev is a gazlan. It's a list of mezuyim. You have to know about it, because otherwise the yish wouldn't be a yish. The Gemara says, tre gavni gazlan. It's true, it is a gazlan, but the braisa is talking about two different types of gazlanim. One gazlan, the braisa refers to as a ganev, that's listed mezuyin, and the other gazlan is your good old-fashioned gazlan. Now, the obvious question is, if listed mezuyin is a gazlan, and that's what the braisa means when it says ganev, then why are we referring to him as a ganev? Then he's really a gazlan. So this is Bava Kama 101, Perek HaKoinis, and the Perek HaGoizels, but the short answer is, because the listed mezuyin, although he's a gazlan, meaning he looks his prey straight in the eye, but at the same time, he hides from everybody else. And it's for that reason Chazal actually had a big debate whether they should treat the list of Mizuyin as a ganev or they should treat the list of Mizuyin as a gazlan. It's a lot of Bava Kama sugyas. Being that for sure on some level the list of Mizuyin behaves like a ganev, therefore even if list of Mizuyin, gazlan, who we always refer to the list of Mizuyin as a ganev. But the point that we need over here is that we're dealing with a ganev that's a list of Mizuyin. So that although in halacha he's a ganev, aber lemaisa he looks you in the eye, you know that this was stolen from you, thus you know to be miyayish, thus this is a yish midas, it's not a yish aloy midas. So we're trying so desperately to find some raya from a Mishnah of Braisa to this shayla of yish aloy midas, and the Gemara is not going to give up. Gemara is not miyayish. Tashma ashtot avnar koirav. And this is a toisefta in the 8th parak of Masechtis Ksupis. Okay, so the Nahar came, and all of a sudden, it swept away a person's field. And this person had beams, that's what Kairav is, Eitzav, he had wood, Avonav, he had stones, V'nasne b'toich sadech haveroi, and all his chayre ended up in somebody else's field. Says the Braisa, Hare elu shloi, the halacha is that whoever's field it landed in is allowed to keep it, mipnesh and esyashu abayim. Now, what those words mean is going to be the topic of the next few lines of the Gemara. But the Gemara's initial understanding is that Mipneishan as Yahshua Baila means that being that there's a coil when something like this happens, meaning even if this person was at work when it happened, someone's going to text him and tell him, by the way, your whole house just got swept away. Agav, you might want to know, right? Just FYI. So he's for sure going to know about it. And for sure, because he's for sure going to know about it, he's for sure going to be miyayish. And being that for sure he's going to know, for sure be miyayish, therefore the halach is Hare Elu Shalom. So the Gemara makes the diak. If that's what the words Mipnesha and Nesiyashua Bailam mean, it's time of the Nesiyashua Bailam. It sounds like the only reason the halach is you're allowed to keep it is because you know for sure that the person was miyayish. Hastamolai. But let's say you wouldn't know for sure that the person was miyayish. Let's say you just wouldn't know. But it's something that had the person known about, he would have been miyayish. It sounds like the halacha is then, you wouldn't say, Hare Elu Shaloi. Why not? Because if you don't know about it, even though had you known about it, it would have been miyayish, that's not called yish. Oh, this is a raya then, that yish loy midas, loy have a yish. But the Gemara says there's no raya. Because hacha b'mayaskino, you know what we're talking about in this braisa? Kishe yocha lahatzel. Now, the truth is a big machlokes rishonim, how to read these next words. We're going to learn the Gemara, the way we usually learn the Gemara, and that is with Shitas Rashi. Rashi is a little bit sussum and a little bit cryptic. If you want to see Rashi a little bit better, I recommend this. It's kedai to take a look at the Ritva. He works through Shitas Rashi in Pshat Tava very, very stark. But the way the Ritva explains Rashi's explanation of the Gemara is that Hocha b'mayaskina kesheyocha lahatzel means that when the Braisa said Hare Elu Shaloi Mipnei the Braisa does not mean what we thought it meant. It doesn't mean that being that there's a coil, for sure the person found out about it, and for sure he said, L'shem yichod hinini muchan umzumon to be miyayish. But rather, means that it's something that had the Bailam known about, he would have been miyayish. Thus, even if it doesn't have a coil, even if he doesn't know about it, for sure he would have been miyayish, and as a result, we render it as a dover that already has a yish. Meaning, Mipneshen is Yahshua Bailam is not describing the matziv, but it's describing the items. And the items of the Kair of Eitzav Avonov are Dvarm She'im Behem Simen. And as a result, this is something that the Bailam will be miyayish from if he knows about it. Thus, even if he doesn't know about it, it's yish shaloi midas. Oh, and faker, what the Brice is saying is, it's yish shaloi midas habiyish. So it's not toshman, not like Rava. It's exactly shitas Rava. What the Brice is saying is, mepnation is Yahshua Bailam. It's a dovish aim by simen. It's a dovish aim by simen. The halachas are reil shaloi. I maybe doesn't know about it. Who cares? The reason is because if he would have known about it, he would have been miyayish. We look at this as being yish midas. In other words, mepnation is Yahshua Bailam is because there's no simen, thus it's eino yochel hatzel. He has no way of being matzelet. So what does the Gemara mean when it says hocha b'mayaskinu kishi yochel hatzel? What the Gemara means is not hocha b'mayaskinu, the Brice is talking about kishi yochel hatzel. It's actually just the opposite of what you would think it would mean. This is literally, al zen nemar, counterintuitive. Hocha b'mayaskinu kishi yochel hatzel is that if you want to be medayik something from the Brice, don't be medayik yishaloi midas, loy haviyish. What you should be medayik is that if it's yochel ahatzel, then the halach is loy haviyish. You know why? Because if it's yochel ahatzel, then the person is not being miyayish. So hocha b'mayaskinon is not defining the braisa. Hocha b'mayaskinon is defining the diyak from the braisa. The Ritva says that's very, very dochuk. But the point is, that's the way you read the Gemara. Meaning, if you want to be medayik something from Mipneshen as Yahshua Bailam, don't be medayik yish lemidas, lo yavi yish. But what you should be medayik is that if it's Yochel Ahatzel, well, that's easy. If it's Yochel Ahatzel, there's a simen. If there's a simen, it's Chayv Ahachris. Then, of course, the Alachis is not going to be a Yishle. But the Gemara says, take a look at the Sefer. That Brisa has a Sefer. The Sefer says, if the Bailam were running after this Chayfetz, so the Alach is Chayv Ahachzer, then you have to return it. Now, what's the kasha? If you're going to tell me, again, this is dochuk in the words of the Gemara, but usually that means if the Brice is talking about Yechayim Lahatzel, no, If you're going to tell me that it's already meduyik from the reish of the braisa, that if tichoydom lahatzel, the halacha is always going to be that chayiv lahachzer, then why in the sefer do we need such a dramatic case? My irya miradfin. Why do you need to tell me that if the person was miradif achareh, and it's yichoydom lahatzel, then the halacha is chayiv lahachzer? I feel like miradfin nami. Even if he's not running after it, the halacha is going to be chayiv lahachzer. Meaning the braisa says in the sefer that if you see the person running after it, oh, then you have to return. Let's say I don't see him running after it. Sounds for sure like then the halacha is you don't have to return it. Now, if you're going to tell me that where there's no simin, yish lemidas habiyish, there the halacha is, I'm always allowed to keep. The only time I would ever have to return it is if it has a simin. So, bal karchach then, the sefer that says, I'm hoimirat v'nachareim is talking about where it had a simin. Where it's Yechayil Nahatzel. If that's the case, why does he have to be running after it? Even if he's not running after it, the halacha would be that you would have to return it. So the Gemara says, Halcha b'maya skinin, you're right. But here we're talking about a very unique case, and that is B'yechayil Nahatzel ayyadei atchak. We're talking about a situation where it's Yechayil Nahatzel, but it's only Yechayil Nahatzel ayyadei atchak. If he tries extra hard, it's going to be Yechayil Nahatzel, but if he doesn't try extra hard, he's not going to be able to. Miratfin, if he's running after lo yayish, so he's showing he's not miyayish. A miratfin, if he's not running after the Yushim Yash. Meaning it's Yechayil Lahatzel, he could save it as a simon, but it's something that's only going to work on some B'diyevadiga level. It's Al Yedei Atchak. If he's running after it, then he's being Megaladas, that he is hopeful that he'll still be able to find this, and then Daloch is Chayv Lahachzer. And if not, not. In other words, what emerges from this Gemara, number one is there's no raya here to the Shai of Yish, Shalom Yidas, Havi Yish, Loi Havi Yish. That was predicated on when the Brisna said, Harei Elu Shalom Yidnation, Yashua Yashua Abaylam, you heard him be Miyayish. Or you know for sure that he was Miyayish. Who said that's what it means? Maybe Nation Yashua Abaylam means it's a Dovashem by Simon. And had he known about it, he would have been Miyayish. Meaning, could be the Brisna saying Yish, Shalom Yidas, Loi Havi Yish. Could be the Brisna saying Yish, Shalom Yidas, Havi Yish. It could be Bokhtzein, Loi Havi Yish. It could be Bokhtzein, Havi Yish. That's, in English, another way of saying that there's zero raya and you can't prove anything from this braisa. Stating that, the way Rava was matargim the braisa, what is going on in the braisa? What's going on in the braisa is that the braisa is saying that in the event is a situation where it's shataf nar koyrev eitzav avonov v'nosna b'toich sadeh chaver, if it's a dovah she'im boi simen, meaning it's in the yachavatzli, he has no way of recovering this. This is something he'll never be able to claim, he'll never be able to get. So then the halach is harei elu shaloi. Whether he knows about it, doesn't know about it, because yesh loy midas have a yesh. If it's yachav lahatzl, it's a dovah she'yesh boi simen, so then the halach is for sure chayv lahachzer. It doesn't matter if he's running after it, he's not running after it, who cares? At the end of the day, it's a dovah she'yesh boi simen, you have to be running after your aveda for the halach to be chayv lahachris. The halach is chayv lahachris, or the way the Braisa calls it, chayv lahachzer, same thing. But the point is, the halach is, for sure, you're going to have to return it. If it's something that's yachal lahatzla, you're dead chak. So the Braisa grad addresses that. It's the safe of the Braisa. And there, I don't know, do we look at it as a dovah she'ein boi simen, yesh boi simen? Do we think he is miyayish, not miyayish? Let him tell us. You tell the story. If you're running after it, so Kanira, you are Miyayish. If not, not. And that is specifically what the Sefer of the Braisa is talking about. Zokta Gemara Toshma. Another right. Keitzad Amru, HaTorim Shaloi Midas, Trumasoi Truma. What's an example of what Chazal meant when they said that if someone is Torim, Shaloi Midas, Trumasoi Truma? So Chazal said the following line. Quote, HaTorim Shaloi Midas, Trumasoi Truma, end quote. What does this mean? Says the Braisa Rish. Somebody went into his friend's field, velikate, and he started gathering tfuah. Vitaram, and he was mafresh truma. Shaloi brishos. Nobody asked him. He never received permission, no power of attorney from the owner of the field. The question is that truma truma or is it not truma? Now, you would think it's dead on arrival. Somebody goes into somebody else's field, he decided to be mafresh truma. You want to be mafresh truma from your field? Gesundheit. Don't be mafresh truma from my field. What? No trespassing. What are you doing in my field? Stating that, there's an idea of atoyim shaloi midas truma soy truma. And the case is mamish this. How does that play itself out? So says the Brais, im chayshes mishum gezel, if the Baal HaBayis is not happy, meaning in his mind, this guy that went into his field is a gazlin, and truma soy truma, the truma is not going to be a truma. Then laugh. And if not, meaning he's okay with it, truma soy truma, then it's going to be okay. Says the Brais, uminayin hu yoideya im chayshes mishum gezel. How does anyone know whether or not this person was chayshim mishum gazel vim lav or not? Let's see how it plays itself out. What would happen if when the Baal HaBayis shows up? Umatzai, and he sees this guy in his field. He says, what are you doing here? He says, I decided to be mafis truma for you. So he takes a look at which fruit that he used to be mafis truma, and he tells him, he says, this is what you took? Why didn't you go to my better fruit? Now, im nimtzu yofis, man, if this guy Taka has better fruit, trumasi truma, then we assume that he meant it literally, wasn't being sarcastic, he was serious, and he's happy with what he did, and in fact, in a very, very earnest way, he's telling him, you should have taken better fruit. The imlak, and if not, and truma say truma, then the truma is not going to be true. I mean, if he doesn't have anything better, then clearly he's being sarcastic. Oh, this is all you took? Why didn't you take from the better schayra? And that's his way of not so subtly letting him know that I'm not happy with what you did. Liktai ha-bailam. What would be if the bailam himself sees what this person did and he decided to help him out? Meaning he was malakit, for he's sifu aleim, and he was moistif on what this person already took. Benkach, ubenkach, trumasai truma. It doesn't matter if he had yafis, didn't have yafis. The halach is always going to be trumasai truma. Frank the Gemara Akasha. What's going on over here? The chinimtsu yafis mayhem trumasai truma. You're telling me a person can go shaloi brishus into somebody else's field, be malaki truma, and then if later, post story, the balabai says, you know something, I'm okay, I'm satisfied with what you did. The halach is the truma is going to be a truma. How could that work? At the end of the day, at the time that this person was mafresh, the truma, the Baal Bais didn't know about it. And as a result, he never made him into a shliach. And if he never made him into a shliach, so this person was completely acting rogue and he had no right to do this. Who cares that later we found out that he was okay with it? Oh, but the chas meisen, no one ever gave him rishus to do it. If no one ever gave him rishus to do it, you can't be mafresh somebody else's truma without permission. And if that's the case, how is this happening? Just explain this a little bit better. If you want to be mafresh truma, you can be mafresh truma. If you want someone else to be mafresh truma on your behalf, you can make him a shliach to be mafresh truma on your behalf. But if no one ever hired you, no one's paying you to go be mafresh truma on behalf of somebody else, you don't have a right to do it. The price is being mechadish that if you're mafresh truma for somebody else, and then after the fact, the person shows that he was nichale with what you did, so the halach is the truma is going to be a truma. The kasha is vos gate miron that after the fact he was nichale. He said klachei tzol yofis and he had yofis, or he was liktu bailim benkachu benkach he's nichale. At the end of the day, b'shas maisa, no one ever appointed you. So the gemara says like this: bishloim, if you're going to tell me that yishloim midah. So what do you see in the lumdis of Yishloim Midas? You see that a svara, that if we can anticipate that had you known about something, you would have been nichale for something, even if you didn't know about it, we could presume that that nichus is here now already. Meaning, had I known that I lost this item, I would have been miyayish. So even though I don't know that I lost it, aber, we see a yish right now. Had I known that you were going to be mafresh truma for me, I would have said, gesunta hey, do it, even though I didn't know about it, but it's as if I told you to go ahead and do it. So if yish shloim midas have a yish, so we'll extend yish shloim midas to this halacha of nichale as it relates to being mamana shliach, and then I understand this halacha. But if yish shloim midas lay have a yish, which is about you, going to give such an etzah. So the Gemara says, Tirgim Rava libid Abayas. Even though Rava was a bias Baal Plukta, and Rava would have been very happy for this to be the end of Shitas Abaya, but in the spirit of intellectual honesty, Rava says, Abaya is an etzah. We could work out this Bryce. How so? We could be Metargim. We can make an Akimta the Shav Yishliach that we're talking about where he actually made him a Shliach. So this story, even though it sounded like Hatorim Shaloi Midas, sounds like nobody made him a shliach, in choshesh mishum gezel, right? Sounds like nobody ever appointed this person. Stating that, you could always make an akimta that it's talking about the shav yishliach. Okay, how do you understand the braisa? So the Gemara is going to get to that in a minute. But first, parenthetically, the Gemara says, hachi nami mistavra. I'll prove you that that's really what's going on. Because if you're telling me it's talking about, we never made him a shliach, me have a truma, say truma, is there any way in the world that truma could be truma? Va'atem gam atem amarachmana l'rabi shluchachem. It says in the parasha of truma, kein tarimu gam atem. And from those words, gam atem, the Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph of Masechtes Kedushin, where the Gemara discusses at length the sugyas of Shlichus, learns that a person can be mafresh truma al yedei shliach. So it's learned out from gam atem, meaning atem, you could be mafresh. Gam atem is l'rabis even a shliach, and we learn from there ma atem l'daitchem, av shluchachem l'daitchem. That just like you, when you're mafresh, you're going to have das. So to your shliach, if he's working for you, it would have to be done l'daitchem. So there's no way in the world this, that you can come up with a lumdis of a Yishalei Midas, or whatever lumdus you want, for a Shliach to be able to be Mafresh Truma Shaloi L'daitchem. Because Ma Atem L'daitchem, Av Shluchachem L'daitchem. So forget Yishalei Midas. There's no way in the world that's what's going on in this price. So Hachi Nami Mistabra, it has to be that you made him a Shliach. Okay, so if you made him a Shliach, so you made him a Shliach. So what's the Shaila of Im Choshesh Mishum Gezel, and what's the Torah Shloi Midas? You made him a shliach. Ela hocha b'may askin and kind the shabbi shliach. You made him a shliach. Vamalei, and he told him, Ziltroy, go be mafresh. Abavavoy, omalei troy mahani. He didn't tell him what to be mafresh from, or he didn't tell him how much to be mafresh. Meaning he was very cryptic when he told him what to do. The stomach, the balabayas, the assumption is that a balabayas, kitar mi beinanis utarim. When he's mafresh, he's going to be mafresh from beinanis. Meaning the assumption is that this person was going to be mafresh from beinanis. So what does beinanis mean? So we know that all property or all produce can be divided into three groups. Ziburis, that's the least chashuv. Beinanis is the middle. And then the idius, that's the best. So the assumption is that this balabayas probably was going to be mafresh from beinanis. Vazaliyu, stating that this person went v'tarim yafos, and he had a high opinion of this balabayas, and he said, I'm choshed this person's going to want to be tarim from yafos. Ubal balabayas, and then the balabayas showed up. Umotzei, and he saw him. And he saw that, what did he do? He took from the good schayra, the amalei, and he told him, klach etzel yafos. He told him, you took from the yafos, meaning not the beninus, you should have took even from the better. And that's what the b'raisa means. In them, so yafos may have, if this taka better, trumasei truma. And we assume that it was okay when he took from the yafos. Vim lav, and if not, in trumasei truma, the truma is not going to be a truma. We assume that he's being sarcastic in his way of saying that I'm not okay with what you did. I thought you were going to take from beninus. And therefore, if he takes from the yafos, it's not going to be okay. But the point is, we're not talking about where he didn't make a mashliach. We're talking about we made him a shliach. What's at stake over here? What's at stake over here is that this guy took yafos as opposed to taking beninus. Is it going to be a truma? Is it not going to be a truma? If the person says klach etzel yafos and is yafos, it's going to be a truma. If he said klach etzel yafos and there was no yafos, in that instance, the truma is not going to be truma. If it was liktoi, then benkach u benkach, the halacha is the truma is going to be a truma. The point is, we're talking about B'deshav Yishliach, and being that we're talking about B'deshav Yishliach, so it's for that reason you have no raya to the Shaila of Yishalei Midas. Now, in Pashup Shana in the Gemara, why is there no raya to the Shaila of Yishalei Midas? There's still a raya to the Shaila of Yishalei Midas. Meaning, you still see Yishalei Midas have Yish. Why? Because at the end of the day, what happened? He said Zil Troim. And Troim usually means Beninus. This guy went and he took Yafis. He did the wrong thing. Is it okay or is it not okay? We're going to find out later. If he says klach etzel yafis, it was nichale. So then the gloy milset's going to be okay. And if he says klach etzel yafis and he doesn't have yafis, then it's a gloy milset that it wasn't okay. In other words, later we're going to find out whether this person was a goslin or whether what he was doing was okay. In other words, it's possible later to determine whether or not it was fine, which is yishalei midas. And again, you see from here that yishalei midas havi yish. So what did the Gemara accomplish? Tirgim erov alibed abayi b'deshav yishliach. At the end of the day, you invite to have a raya, l'cher the yish, l'me das have yish. So all the Rishonim speak out that avad is different. And the difference is that being that over here he said zil troim means go be mafresh truma. The question is, what did he mean when he said troim? Did he mean beninis or did he mean maybe the yafos? Later, we are going to find out what he meant when he said zil troim. Yish, l'me das is when the person was not miyayish. Grad, if he would know about it, he would be miyayish. Abul Amais, he doesn't know about it. As a result, he wasn't miyayish. I never made you a shliach. Had I known you were going to do it, I would have made you a shliach. I hear, Abul Amais, I didn't make you a shliach. As opposed to over here, I said ziltroim. The question is, had it been metargim dibure? What did he mean when he said ziltroim? Did he mean ziltroim beninus, or did he mean ziltroim yafis? That's something that you can figure out later. Be metargim and be mefarish his words la'achar amaisa, that's something you can do. To create a chalois that didn't exist in the world after the fact, that's already a chiddush. Now, before we go weiter, you see in this Gemara a very, very important caveat. Again, we're in real time developing the sugya of Yishalei Midas. But this Toshma is a game changer. And the reason is because the Gemara shtal to the machlokes abayi v'rava of Yishalei Midas, have Yish, v'lo have Yish, to a sugya that has nothing in the world to do with Yish. Up until this point, we were talking about Yish. Hefker, it's all me'inyan, le'inyan, but it's inyan. But now we're dealing with something that has nothing to do with Yish. We're shtalim to Yishalei Midas to minui shlichos. That if Yishalei Midas have Yish, meaning, if I would have known, I would have been miyayish. Even though I didn't know, it's as if I was miyayish. So, too, I would have known, I would have made you a shliach. Even though I didn't know, it's as if I made Yerusha. Whoa, who said Yerushalay Midas works by Mina Shlichas? You see clearly that it does. And really, the question that you need to ask yourself is that if you can apply Yerushalay Midas to Mina Shlichas, and we'll see in a minute, the Gemara is going to apply it even to another sugya. So does that mean you could apply it to everything? Is there a gvul? Yerushalay Midas, according to Rava, which is how the Yish works, let's say, to create kinyanim. A person could get married ke'ilu with a Yerushalay Midas. Like, how vite do we take Yerushalay Midas? What exactly are the boundaries and the parameters? This is something that the G'dayli Rosh Hashivas talk about. Ayin Sham. Either way, the Gemara tells a story. Amemar u'mazutra v'ravashi iklu lebustina de Mori bar Isak. So Amemar, Mazutra, Ravashi, they were all in the garden of Mori bar Isak. They were waiting for Mori bar Isak to show up. In the meantime, Isay Arisay, Mori bar Isak had a aris. He had a sharecropper. He had someone that worked for him. And this person came and he sees these three G'dayli Adara there. He says, "No, can I make you a coffee? Can I bring you something?" And he brought them tamri v'rimoyne. He brought them dates and pomegranates. V'shoda kamay, and he put it in front of them. Amei Rav Ashi achli. Amei Rav Ashi ate. Mazucha le achli. Mazucha didn't want to eat. Ada achli. As this is going on, Asa Mori bar Isak, so the Baal Bas Mori bar Isak showed up. Ashkech. He saw what was happening, and he told the Aris, he says, "This is what you give these rabbis." And you have Rav Ashi sitting there, Meimar Marzutra, Mamish, three of the greatest Amiram of all time. He says, "This is what you give them. You should have given them better schayra." So the Gemara says, "Omrule Ameimar v'Rav Ashi l'Marzutra." So when the Balabas said this, Ameimar Ashi told Marzutra, "Hashti Amay Leochemar. Now you should zicherit." Meaning, why? Because Vahatanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa? If somebody's Torim, Shaloi Midas, so the halacha is, if the Baal HaBayis later says, Kachi Tzol Yafis, and there are Yafis, so then, Igloi Milsa, that it was Nichale, and the halacha is, that the Truma is going to be a good Truma. See, he said, Marzucha, I understand why you didn't want to eat, because you weren't sure Mari Bar Isak was okay with what the Aris was doing. But now that he said, you should have given him better, that's another way of saying klach etzol yafis, and apparently the word yafis. So he says, "No, so why are you not eating?" Amaluhus, he said, "Hachi amar Rav." I'll tell you what Rav said. Like amru klach etzol yafis elin in truma b'vat. Because although it's true, there's an idea of klach etzol yafis, but the only time klach etzol yafis was said was in hilchis truma, meaning don't apply this too broadly. And the reason is mishum the mitzvahu v'nichale. So when he says klach etzol yafis, that's a real umdunah that he's happy about it. Because at the end of the day, he just did a mitzvah. So no, he did a mitzvah. So he's into it. Avol hacha mishum ksifusu dama hachi. I'm choshed. The Mari Bar Isak, maybe he's like a shtickle miser. I don't know, maybe he doesn't want me to have anything. So why did he say it? Because he's embarrassed, Pasha. He sees these three Chashver Rabbanon over here, but it's not Mukhet that he meant it. Being that it's not Mukhet that he meant it, I'm not so sure how seriously to take him, and therefore I'm not comfortable going ahead and eating. Tashma, another Tashma. So this Tashma is from a Tosefta, and this is a Masechtas Machshirin. And the background is really Hilchas Machshirin. So what's the laws of Machshirin? In order for something to become Tameh, it has to be Mukhshir L'Kabel Tumah. It needs to be prepped before it's able to become Tameh. The way Oichlin are prepped to become Tameh is they become wet. Oichl, that's wet. The halacha is, now it's Mekabel Tumah. Now, it says in the Torah, Ki Yutan Mayim Al Zera V'Nafam Medim V'Vasam Alav Tameh Hu Lachem. That if water is going to be placed on food, and then it's going to be tameh, for example, and the veil is going to fall on it, so then the halach is tameh ulachem, it's going to be considered tameh. Chazal said that the Torah described the water falling on the food as v'chiyutan mayim alzer. But if you look at the way the word yutan is written, it's written as if it would be pronounced v'chiyitein mayim alzera. Meaning, it's Yud Tov Endanon as opposed to Yud Vav Tov Endanon. And because of this, Chazal said that the way you have to darshan this word is both the way it's pronounced, which is V'chiyutan, that's the right diktuk, but also the way it's written and the way it would have been pronounced, and that is V'chiyitein. Truth is, this is a big machlokes in Shas, whether yesh eim lemikri, yesh eim lemesayrus. Anytime you find a word that the way it's written, it looks like it should be pronounced one way, but lemaisa is pronounced another way, do you darshan the word based on the mikra, based on the phonetic of the word, or is it based on the mesayrus, based on the way the word is actually written? Over here, Chazal said, we darshan both. We darshan it based on the way it's written, ki'itein, and based on the way it's pronounced, v'chiyutan. And the drosha that Chazal said was the follows. That in order for water, or any mashka, to make food, machshirin, mukhshir l'kabel tumah, you would have to physically take the water and you would have to place it on top of the yoichlin. It would have to be v'chiyutan. Stating that, It is possible, even if you don't place it, for it to be Mokshal Kabal Toma, and that is that if water on its own fell, meaning it was Kiyutan, but it's Dum Yudachiyitain. What does Dum Yudachiyitain mean? If you put water on it, probably you're happy about it. So too, if it happened by itself and you were happy about it, that's when you're going to have this halacha. The bottom line is, Kiyitain, Kiyutan, really it's Kiyutan, but it has to be Dum Yudachiyitain. That background says the Tosefta. What happens if somebody had food? It was on his roof and it's up there dry. And then he wakes up in the morning and this towel and this dew that's on top of this fruit. If when he came he saw the towel on the fruit, and he was very happy about it, meaning it's Mukhshal the Kabbatum. And the reason is because even though he didn't put the dew, that dude came from Shemayim, it was Meridatol, but at the same time, he's very happy about it. And being that he's happy about it, it's Kiyutan Dum Yodechi Yitain, and therefore the halach is, it's giving me Mokshal Kabbal Toma. That's what the Braisa means when it says Hareza Bechiyutan. It's a satisfaction of that criteria, and therefore the halach is Mokshal Kabbal Toma. Says the Braisa Afal Nigvu, what happens if it dried? Meaning by the time you got to the dude wasn't there yet, Afal Pisha Samach, even though you're happy about the fact that the Tau was there earlier, in a bechiyutan, the halach is, it's not going to be okay. In other words, in order for something to be a kiyutan, you need that at the time that you saw it, it was still wet, and you were besimcha about it. If, however, you saw it after the fact, and you were besimcha about what happened an hour ago, that's not going to be okay. Says the Gemara, time am I, what's the reason? Isn't this a raya that yish loy midas? Meaning, because this person, when he found out about it, was happy. The problem is he wasn't happy b'shas ma'isa. Now, had he known about the fact that his fruit were wet at the time that it was wet, he would have been b'simcha. That's what happened. You see, he was sameach. You see, he was b'simcha. And afal pi kein, what's the halacha? It's not okay, because l'maisa, when he found out about it, it was already nogva. At that point, it had already dried. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Freak the Gemara. Isn't this a raya then? That yish loy midas? Loy havi yish. Gemara says, no. Shani hasam over there, it's different. Dechsiv ki yitain ad she yitain. No. The reason over there, the halacha is that it's not mukshal kabal toma when he saw it and it already dried, is because it says ki yitain. And ki yitain means you have to put it there. The Gemara says, no. Iyachi reisha nami. That what's the difference if you saw it when it was wet and when it dried? If you have to physically put it there, you have to put it there. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam kidurapab. Let me explain to you what I mean. The Pshat and the Reish is based on Rav Papa, and it's what we spoke out as the introduction to this Tashma. Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa asked the Stira, Ksiv, it says Kiyitain. The Torah says Kiyitain. Vikarina, but the way you read the word is Kiyutan. Okay, so which one is it? Kiyitain means you have to put the water there. Kiyutan means if it happened on its own. Be'inan, Kiyutan, Dumi to Kiyitain. It needs to be Yutan, but Dumi to Yitain. Ma Yitain Ladas, Av Kiyutan Nami Ladas. Meaning it. Yutan is enough, as long as it's done with das. What's the point? The point is that Abad, you don't have to put it there. As long as it's there and you're happy about it, that's going to be okay. And that's pshat in the ratio of the Tosefta. What then did the Gemara mean when it said, Shani hasam dechsiv ki yitain ad she yitain? What the Gemara means to say is that being that ki yutan works only dum yudik ki yitain, and kiyitain is always ladas, so too kiyutan is also going to only work when it's ladas. And ladas meaning not, I would have had das had I known about it. Das mean real das, because that's what kiyitain is. Kiyitain is not a yishaloi midas to gedas. Kiyitain is a real das. I put it in. I know exactly what's going on right now. In kiyutan dumyu to kiyitain, I see that the das of kiyutan has to be dumyu to the das of yitain. And the das of yitain, just practically balabatish speaking, is a das that I have a physical das right now. So that's what the das of yitain has to be. So Loivam says, Rav and Hilchis das and kala tayrakula, for sure, yishaloi midas is considered a das. Right, it's considered a yish. The point is that over here the kiyutan's criteria is dumi the kiyitain, and by yitain it's not a yish olemidas. Over there it's the real thing, and being that over there it's the real thing, by kiyutan also it's going to have to be the real thing. Zok de Gemara, one last final toshma. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael ben Yehoi Tzadik. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael ben Yehoi Tzadik. If you look on the side of your Gemara, so some change the gears to Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yehoi Tzadik, which makes a lot of sense because throughout Shas, Rabbi Yochanan quotes Reb Shimon ben Yehoi Tzadik. It's interesting. Throughout Shas, Rabbi Yochanan quotes Reb Shimon bar Yochai, and he quotes Reb Shimon ben Yehoi Tzadik. Hatzad Ashova Shabahen is the Oisius Rashbi. It's Resh Shin Beis Yod. That's why there's a lot of raid where sometimes there was confusion about whether Rabbi Yochanan meant Rashbi as in Rabbi Shimon Vayichai, or he meant Rashbi as in Rabbi Shimon ben Yoitzadok. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of either Rabbi Shmuel ben Yoitzadok or Rabbi Shimon ben Yoitzadok. How do you know that if there's an Aveda that's swept away by the sea, that Loch is its motive, if you want to keep it, you're allowed to keep it. The Chassid says in the Torah, So this pasuk describes all the different types of avedas that are included in the laws of Hashavas Aveda. Right, the Torah starts talking about the shor and the seh, and then it digresses to the chamor, the simlo, the chintasa, the chol avedas achicha. But the point that we need is really the next words. Asher toivad mimenu umetzas. It was lost from this person and then somebody found it. And we learn from here, mishavudah himenu umetzuya etzel kaladam. When is the halacha that you have a chiv, Hashavas Aveda? If this thing that was lost mimenu, asher toivad mimenu, you lost it, but anyone else, I don't know, he may be in his living room right now. As opposed to Yatzis Azu, if it's shot for nar, shnavudah mimenu, it's avudah mimenu, ve'ena mitzuya etzel kaladam. But it's not mitzuya, Eitzel Kaladam. Why is it not Mitzuya Eitzel Kaladam? Because when it's shot for Nar, nobody has it. Now, just so happens, in the story, someone ended up with it. But the point is that being that when it was an Aveda, it was technically Avuda Mikaladam. In that case, the halacha is, you're allowed to keep it. So when is the halacha, Loisucha L'Salem? When is the halacha, Hashif Teshivim? Then that's when it's Avuda Mimenu. If, however, it's Avuda Mikaladam, then the halacha is going to be different. Says the Gemara, little bit of a leap of faith. The isura dumya dehatera. In this pasuk, you see two things. You see the iser, meaning when I have a chiyav hashofa, that's when it's avuda mimenu, and you also see the heter when I'm allowed to keep it. When it's avuda mimenu umikaladam. Says the Gemara, it makes sense to equate the iser and the heter, meaning the iser of when I'm not allowed to keep it to the heter when I am allowed to keep it. How so? Mahetera, bein the isbasim and bein the lasbasim and shara. That's pashut. That when we say that if it's avudim imenu we call adam, I'm allowed to keep it. It doesn't matter if there's a simon or if there's not a simon. Either way, the halacha is going to be I'm allowed to keep. Meaning even if there's a simon, where usually the halacha is the ilu chayv lahachris. But avan in this case, what's the simon going to do? So of course I'm allowed to keep it. Meaning yom yayish. Even if it has a simon. And by the way, even if you say you're not miyayish, you could be oimed vitzodeach. We don't listen to you. Because batlo daito yetzel kol adam, and for sure it's going to be considered a yish. But here's the point. Just like the heter doesn't discriminate between simon or not simon, afisura, so too as relates to the chiev hashava, it's bein the ispa simon, ubein the lespa simon asura. Whether there's a simon or whether there's not a simon, the halach is, I'm not going to be able to keep it. In other words, we're saying and we're equating on a very acute level the avuda mimenu and avuda mimenu mikaladam. Avuda mimenu mikaladam, you're always allowed to keep it. You know what that means? When it's avuda mimenu, you're never allowed to keep it. You're never allowed to keep it. What do you mean? If there's no simin, then I should be able to keep it. Eilu matziyah shalai. Or must be, what we mean is when I don't know about it, then the halach is that you're not allowed to keep it. Why are you not allowed to keep it? Because if the person who lost it doesn't know about it, he wasn't miyayish, and if he doesn't, he wasn't miyayish, so you can't keep it. But if he would have known about it, he would have been miyayish. That's true, he could have, would have, should have. But at the same time, being that lamais, he doesn't know about it, so he didn't know to be miyayish, it's yir shaloi midas, and yir shaloi midas, loy havi yish. So it says the Gemara, it's a gvaldig raya, chayra, that yir shaloi midas, loy havi yish, says the Gemara, and a chanami. We're very persuaded by this. And the Gemara says something it really says. You're not going to find these words very often in Chas. Tiyufta de Rava, Tiyufta, and a chanami. This is a Tiyufta on Rava. And the Gemara says as a postscript, the Hilchasa Kavase da Abaya, Bial Kagam. Throughout Chas, we have the Avayas, the Abaya Verava. Right? There's no one quoted in Chas more than Abaya and Abaya Verava. But the point is that whenever there's a machloikus between Abaya and Rava, we pass in like Rava, with six exceptions. And the six exceptions, Chazal gave a mnemonic, they gave a simon, an acronym for us to remember. It's Yal Kagam Ez Hashem. We'll talk more about Yal Kagam tomorrow. But these are the six times where the halacha is like Abaya. The first of the Yal Kagam is the letter Yud, which stands for Yishloim Yudas. Who do we paskin like in this sugi of Yishloim Yudas? We paskin like Abaye that Yishloim Yudas loy haviyish. Says the Gemara, a little bit of a postscript to this psak. Amalei Rav Acha Breda Rava the Ravashi. Rav Acha Breda Rava told Rav Ashi, Chiyach, the Toysef Rava. If Rava was up, Gifrek, meaning we paskin Yishloim Yudas loy haviyish. Hani tamer de zika. If you're walking in the street, you see dates that fell off a tree because the wind blew it off. Hey, Chachlin Alu, how you let it eat it? Meaning, Bishloima, if Talacha would be like Rava Yishloim Yudas haviyish, you assume that once the person knows that his dates fell off, right? We saw that in one of the Toshmas at the beginning of the daf, he'd be miyayish, even though he doesn't know about it, but it's if he was miyayish, yishloim yidas haviyish. But being that we pass him like, abayish, yishloim yidas lay haviyish, so how you let him eat this fruit? Amalezi, he told him, kivin deikish gotzen v'ramasim deka'achli lohu, being that a person knows that at some point his dates are going to fall, and he knows that the shgotzen v'ramasim that are going to eat it, mikari yushim miyayish minai, this is not called yishloim yidas, it's called yish midas, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. The Gemara says, yasmid labne mechilin enu mai, what if this Tamar fell from a tree that belonged to Yisoymen. Now Yisoymen, because they're ketanim, they're not b'nei mechila, they don't have the ability to be meichel, meaning they can't be miyayish. So if that's the case, how's it going to work then? It's a good kasha. Says the Gemara, amalei baga ba'ari diyasmi lo mechaskinon. Why would you assume that if you see tamarim, and you see it fell from a tree, that tree belonged to Yisoymen? The Gemara says, muchzik v'oymed mai. What if you know for sure that that's what happened? Or better, Karkasamai, what would be if you have trees and these trees were surrounded by some sort of wall? It's Mukafas Chaim. So in a situation like that, where the owner probably doesn't think that it's going to fall to a place where there's going to be Shkatzim V'ramasim, right? He's living in some fortress. So maybe in that situation, how do you have a right to eat it and assume that he was Miyaj? And says, Asira and Chanami. Who said you could eat it? You're right. If you know that for sure this field belongs to Yisoymim, or if it was Karkisa, then Anachanami. In those cases, you would not be able to eat it. Exhale. So just to end with one ha'ara, again, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to come back to Yishloim Yidas and Yal Kagam, but just mention one ha'ara, which is fundamental to the sugyas of Eilu Metzias, that relates specifically to a gemara that we learned in today's daf, and that is that earlier in the Masechta, when we were learning Shnai Moichsen, we spoke about this also in Perek Meruba, we mentioned the Chiddush of the Nesivas, which is also the Chiddush of the Ketzais, which states that although Yish is Koina, and Yish is Mitam Hefker, but at the same time, Yish is not Mamish Hefker. There's a fundamental difference. If somebody makes something Hefker, the moment he's Mafker the item, that item leaves his Rishos. At that point, it's rendered ownerless. It doesn't belong to the person that owned it, and until someone's Zoich in it, it doesn't belong to anybody else either. Yish is Mitam Hefker. However, when a person is miyayish, until someone comes and is zoicha that item, the halacha is it's going to remain in the possession of the person that was miyayish. So yish is mitam hefker in the sense that if something is hefker and somebody now wants to be zoicha in this item, he has a right to do it. However, yish is not mamish hefker because hefker is ownerless the moment the owner is mafker, the item. As opposed to yiyush, it does not become hefker the moment the owner is miyayish. It doesn't become hefker until somebody comes and wants to actually be zoichet min ha-hefker. The reason the Nesivas said this yisoid was to explain the whole concept of bi'isura asali yadeh, which is something that the Gemara mentioned right in the beginning of Eilu Metzias. It's something that the Gemara talks about in detail in Perek Meruba, meaning you find that although Yish is Kaina, but we take into account how it is you acquired this item that you now want to own via Yish. If you picked it up a Heter, then there's an idea of Yish Kaina. But if you picked it up a Isner, then already Yish is not going to be Kaina. Played itself out in the sugi of Yish Olay Midas. It plays itself out even more in the halachis of Yish Koin as it relates to Gneva Vigzela. Because although in the sugis of Eilu Metzias, everybody holds Yish as Koin. Right, what's the shaila here in Eilu Metzias? Yish Olay Midas. Have Yish and Loi have Yish. Oh, but Yish? Avad Yish as Koin. That's the first Mishnah. Eilu Metzias Shaloi Zakri Ashi because you're Miyayish. Perois Mifuzarin? Yish. Mois Mifuzaris? Yish. Krichas Bishos Arab? Yish. Igulay Devela? Yish. Everything is Yish. Of course Yish is Koina. When it comes to Geneva Vigzel, it's not so posh that Yish is Koina. If somebody steals something. And then the owner is miyayish. Whether you could be koinah by yish is not so posh. And the Gemara says that even though yish is koinah by aveda, the reason it's not so posh that yish could be koinah by geneva v'gzela is because there's a very big difference. By aveda, when you picked up the aveda, you had a right to pick up the aveda. As opposed to by geneva v'gzela, when you picked it up, it was bisura asul yadeh. Makshim, everybody, who cares that it was Yisur Asaliyah? They say it's Kashim Barak Maruba. At the end of the day, the owner was Miyayish. And Yish is Mitamefka. So right now he was Mafkir. It's in your Rishos. If it's in your Rishos, you're the Kol HaKoidim Zoicha. So of course it should end up being yours. And it's because of this Kasha that the Nesiva said his grace to your side. And that is that it's true that Yish is Mitamefka. But it's not literally Hefker. Meaning when you're Zoicha, that's when you pluck it out of the Rishos of the owner. But until you're Zoicha in it, it's still in the Rishos of the Zoicha. And being that it's still in the Rishos of the Zoich, it's still in the Rishos of the owner. And being that it's still in the Rishos of the owner, so therefore there's makim to say that the only time I could be Zoich and take it out of his Rishos is if it's Beter Asliyade. Bisur Asliyade not. Meaning, it could be where it's Bisur Asliyade, it still remains in his Rishos. If Hefker was Hefker, which is Hefker, or if Yish was Hefker, which is Hefker, which is Hefker, so then who cares Bisur Beter? At the end of the day, he was Mafker, and it's not in his Rishos anymore. It's in your Rishos. Of course, you should be the one that keeps it. But if really, even after Yuma Yayish, it's still in the Rishos of the Bailam, and your whole kaych is the fact that you took it from the Bailam. So it could be we care whether you took it Be'etera, or whether you took it. It's still something that requires Hesber, but the Nesiva says it doesn't get onto first base unless you are knocked in this Hanacha. And that is that although Yish is Mitam Hefker, but it's not literally Hefker. The Nesiva, when he says his Chiddush, he has Tzushtal. His Tzushtal is Gemara Mesechtes Nedarim. It's a Mishnah. In the Darm Daf Mem Gimel, it's a machloikis Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. The Mishnah over there is discussing a person that was walking together with his friend, and his friend was Mudar Hanam Mechaver. So Reuven and Shimon are walking together, and Reuven has food, Shimon doesn't. Reuven wants to give Shimon the food, Shimon's thrilled to take it. The problem is, Shimon made a neder, he's not going to have Hanam from Reuven. And as a result, there's a whole Maseches Nedarim that prohibits him from taking this food. Is there an Eitzah? So the Chachamim say there's an Eitzah. The Eitzah is Reuven should take the food, he should be Mafker it. And let Shimon go. Be zoichem and a hefker. Meaning, Reuven can't give Shimon a gift because he's going to be mahane him. But let him make it hefker and be zoichem and a hefker. Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't work. Hefker ke maton. Ma matona da ad osi lusho zoiche. Av hefker ad osi lusho zoiche. Rabbi Yossi says that the way hefker works is that I'm giving you rishos to go now and take this thing that belongs to me. But until you take it, it's still in my rishos. That means if someone's zoichem and a hefker, he's not taking from no man's land. He's actually taking it from the person that was mafkrit. And as a result, in the world of Muda Nami Chavera, this is something that's not going to work. So it says the Nesivis that if you want to understand my Chiddush and Yish Mitam Hefker a little bit better, what I'm saying is that Yish Mitam Hefker is Rabbi Yossi's Hefker. They'll say, Shnechachom Machalik with Rabbi Yossi, and they hope by every Hefker, as soon as he mafkrit, it becomes Hefker. Not like Rabbi Yossi that says, Adasi Lushul Zoicha. Obi Yish Mitam Hefker is, in the world of the Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi's Hefker. That says the Chachamim also had Rabbi Yossi's Hefker, albeit not by a regular Hefker. They had it in a case in Yish. There's a precedent for my Chiddush, says the Nesivis. The precedent is Rabbi Yossi's Hefker. Al Kapanim, this is the Chiddush of the Nesivis. Everyone knows it as that Chiddush. It's also the Chiddush of the Ktois, and that is Yish's Mitam Hefker, but it's Rabbi Yossi's Hefker. It's a little bit different. Hefker is ownerless. It leaves the Rishus of the Mafker the moment the Mafker is Mafker, as opposed to Yish. Even when you're Miyayish, it's still something that's going to be in your Rishus. Stating that, the Nesivas Toich Dvarav, he lakes to one thing. He says, this that I'm saying, that Yish remains in the Rishus of the Miyayish, at the Asil Rishus Zoicha, that's only true for your classic Yish. So, somebody loses, Peiroys Mefuzar. So then the halacha is, he's Miyayish, stating that until someone picks it up, it's still going to be considered in to be in the Rishus of this Miyayish, it's still in the Rishus of the Baal HaPeiros. What happens, however, if it was Shatfanar? What happens in a case where a river overflowed and it swept the person's inyanim away? There it becomes Hefker Miyad, even if the person physically, even if nobody came and was Zoichem in a Hefker. As I state in the Nesivis, and it's a little bit cryptic in the Nesivis, it's not so clear why. It doesn't give an explanation. But he says it's pasha to me that that's the way it's going to be. That even though I'm saying a Chiddush, that Hefker, mitam, that Yish mitam Hefker is Ad Asi Lusho Zoicha, that's only for your classic conventional Yish. But when it comes to Shatfanar, over there it's already going to be different. So the Marcheshes, he wrote a kuntris called Kuntris Be'inyan Yish. It's printed in the back of Sefer Macheshes, Chelek Aleph. And over there, he has a whole arichas on Yiyush, obviously very timely to the sugyas that we're learning right now. And right in the beginning, Ois Aleph, Ois Beis, Ois Gimel, he talks about the Chiddush and the Nesivas. And he brings this nuance, this knetch that the Nesivas said, that even though Yiyush mitam Hefker is Rabbi Yossi, it's Adasi Lush Zoicha, that's only your classic Yiyush. But Pshat Fanar, over there already it's going to be different. And he says Pshat Haflov Afel, and it's a good lumdist for us to take away from today's daf. And that is, he says, I want to ask you a question. Rabbi Yossi holds that Hefker is Ad Asi L'Sho Zoicha. He says, what about Shemitah? Is Shemitah also Ad Asi L'Sho Zoicha? Shemitah. So Shemitah is Hefker. It belongs to the Bailim Ad Asi L'Sho Zoicha? He says, of course not. Avad Rabbi Yossi is Moida, that Shemitah is Hefker and it's ownerless. So what's Pshat Rabbi Yossi? And by the way, to ask the Kasha a little bit better, you know what the whole Makar to Hefker is? It's learned out from the Parasha of Shemitah. That's the source. That's how you know the idea of Hefker. So how then could it be that Shemitah is completely ownerless, yet Rabbi Yossi has a Chiddush that when someone's Mafker something, it's not ownerless. It just means that if you want to be Zoichin, you can be Zoichin it. Says the Marcheshes, you have to say that there's a Chilik between when a person is Mafker something versus Afgata the Malka, when the Torah goes ahead and is Mafker something. Shemitah the Torah was Mafker. Regular Hefker, I'm being Mafker. When I'm Mafker something, the Torah limits my ability to be Mafker, and the Torah says it's true, ich ken Mafker sein. But at the same time, it's going to be Hefker in the sense that if somebody wants to be Zoichen, it can be Zoichen. But I don't have the ability in Rabbi Yossi's world to be Mafker something to the point that it's going to be legamri ownerless. However, when it's Afgata the Malka, when the Torah makes it Hefker, the Shulchan Aruch is different. Says the Marcheshes, whatever the longus is, it's irrelevant. Dosh date. It's Pasha Dosh date in Shitas Rabbi Yossi. That even Rabbi Yossi, who says Hefker is kematana adasi lo shozoicha, but it's only if the Bainu was Mafker. But if it's Afgata the Malk, if the Torah was Mafker, Avada, then it's going to be Hefker Lagarim. Sezokt the Nesivis, if that's the case, Yesh Loimar, that the Yush mitam Hefker of the Chachamim, which mirrors Rabbi Yossi's Hefker, is going to operate in the same way. And that is, it's true, Yish mitam Hefker is adasi lo shozoicha. But that's only if you're the one that's being Miyayish. But Shot Fanar, what does the Gemara say? It's Muteris, you know why? It's a Pasik. V'chintas l'chamoyre, v'chintas l'simlosne, v'chintas l'chol avetas achicha, ashtoiva b'menu matzasa. So that the Torah is the one that made it Miyayish. The Torah is the one that said it's Hefker. It's Afgata the Malka. Zokter, it's Afkata the Malka, and it's Enoi Tolu B'taz Bailam. Because even if the Bailam is screaming, he's shrying, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be an Afkata the Malka. The Aloch is it's going to be Miyush. Over there, Avada, it's going to be ownerless right away. He said that's what the Nesivas meant. Because the Nesivas knew you would understand from his muscle when he explained his underlying Shita that it's coming Mikoyach Rabbi Yossi. My Yush Mitam Hefker, Zok the Nesivas, this new Agdara, that it's only Hefker in the sense that Kol HaKoydim Zocha, but Ad Asi L'Sho Zoich, it's still in my Rishnos, really where I'm coming from is Shita's Rabbi Yossi. And in Rabbi Yossi Kufa, you see this distinction between when I'm the one that was Mafker versus when it's Afkata the Malka. So if that's the case, by Yush, it's going to be the same way. Yush, where it's going to Mitzad Ma Yush, that's the way it's going to be. But where it's Afgata the Malka, where it's the Torah that's making a mutter. So if the Torah is making its mutter, over there it's going to be different. The emes is, this vort of the Marcheshes could be as totally in how you understand the halacha of Ash Minay Laveda Sheshot Fanar, that only something that's Avuda Mimenu Umetsuya Eitzel Kol Adam, as opposed to something that's Avuda Mimenu Ve'ena Metsuya Eitzel Kol Adam. Is that Pasik a Gilui on the fact that the person was for sure Miyayish, but at the end of the day, the reason you're allowed to pick it up is because of the Yiyush of the Bailim? Or is this Pasik a new heter that's saying that the Torah is being matter, just like the Torah says everyone's fields are Hefker on Shemitah, so too this person's field that was Shat Fanar is going to be Hefker as well. If the Vart is that we look at it as if the Torah now is matter, there's a new heter called Mishabuda Emenu Mitzuya Eitzel Kaladam Yatsa Suzu. So this is Afgata the Malka, has nothing to do with Yish. It's not going to with my Koyach to be Mafka, with my Koyach to be Miyayish. It's the Torah that was matter. It's the Torah that said it's ownerless. If the Torah said it's ownerless, over here even Rabbi Yossi would have been Moed in his world of Hefker. So Avada, this Yish Mitam Hefker is Takil going to be ownerless right away. But if the way Misha Avuda Emenu Mikol Adam works is that it's just an Umdana, it's the Torah's way of being Megaladastos to say that the owner was Miyayish. By the way, if you remember, we spoke yesterday, Rashi and Perek Merubah Daf Samech Vav Amar Aleph says that this is the Makar to Yish Koina. Meaning, you see that Rashi understood that you see Yish here. It's a Muchach that it means anything in this discussion. This is working maybe with Yiyush. And to the extent that it's working with the Yiyush of the Bailim, so if it's working with Yiyush, at the end of the day, it's the same Yiyush of the Bailim. It's not Afgata the Malka. Shmita, it's not the Pshat is an Umdina that the Bailim is Mafker. Shmita, the Torah is Mafker. The Torah says it's Afker. Over here, the Bailim is Mafker. The difference here is here the Torah is just being made. And the Torah is saying, I'm letting you know, the guy could be Oymed with Tzaveach. It doesn't matter. Bein Sheyesh Moisim and Bein Sheyeh Moisim and the Allah is Arayel. It's going to be muteris. You're going to be allowed to keep it, but at the end of the day, it's still working with Afgata de Bailim. If it's working with Afgata de Bailim, then Lechura wouldn't be moving. What should be the difference between saying the Nesivus is Lomdis by a regular Yish versus the Yish of Shat Fanar? Either way, again, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll speak out some Divrei Drush as it relates to Yalkiga.